98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cheap Shot, Slap Shot, Wolf and Luke.
Welcome back to the show. ASU football has a big game, not just this weekend. It's tonight at home against Stanford. And joining us on the Arizona Sports line right now is Jordan Simone, the sideline reporter. But Jordan also did the color last week of a pretty big win over UCLA. So, Jordan, first let's start there. Thanks for joining us. How was that experience last week?
Guys, first of all, thanks for having me. The experience was unbelievable. It was the most fun thing that I've done since playing. I would have to say that was the most exciting experience I've had around a football field, was being up in that broadcast booth. Man, it's really cool when you do something you're so passionate about and you feel it. It was like starting my first game at ASU, when you're just like, you step on that field, you're like, I was born to do this.
Jordan,
so it was awesome. I had a great experience.
That is so funny, dude, because you just described what it's like for me. When I go up there, it's an awesome thing. It truly is. When you're calling the game, at least this is how I feel, I don't look like I do today, all right? So I'm calling the game. I'm not fat and 58, Jordan. I am literally 24 with 8% body fat, and I will run you through the ground as I'm broadcasting, right? That's the way I – do you get that way? Do you understand? Do you feel that passion when you're up there?
Yes, I do. And Wolf, I got to tell you, man, when I listen to you on the radio, when I'm driving in my car, I feel that way when I listen to you. I'm like, damn, I could run through a brick wall listening to you talk about the D-backs. I don't know, whoever you're talking about. I just get fired up every time you start talking about running through brick walls
and
the physicality of the game. It gets me fired up,
man. It is, man. I mean, honestly, it's the spirit of competition. Competition is an act of aggression. It's saying I'm better than you, and I'm going to prove that I'm better than you right here, and that's what I tap into. But, man, I loved your call. I love the fact that you're getting this opportunity to do some things. Talk to us a little bit about Stanford. When we say Stanford, what's the first thing you think of?
Man, David Shaw. I always think of David Shaw when I think of the Stanford team. And him and Kyle Whittingham have been a staple of the Pac-12, right? A lot of coaches have bounced around. A lot of coaches get fired, move on, get better jobs, whatever the case is. But David Shaw has been one of those coaches that's just been around at Stanford forever, and you know what you're going to get, right? You know you're going to get the power run game with play action, and you got to have clean eyes. You got to be looking and reading your keys. It's so important against a Stanford team, because you can beat Stanford, but you've got to be, if you're a safety like myself, I was watching the tight end every single play, because if that tight end releases, I know it's pass. If he's blocking, for the most part, it's going to be run unless they're trying to play action. And so if you've got good eyes, if you read your keys, you're going to be successful against this offense. Now, defensively, they're a physical team. They're always going to – they usually traditionally have been good against the run. But this year, they're dead last in the conference. And so that's where I think ASU is going to have the biggest advantage against Stanford, is running the ball down their throat. And Oregon was doing that, controlling the game. And then they lose their running back, C.J. Verdell, who's now obviously out for the year. But, man, you got to run against this Stanford team that's last in the conference.
We're talking to Jordan Simone, and sort of building off what you just said, Jordan, I mean, the Sun Devils have been able to kind of run all over everybody. UCLA was number 5 in the nation in terms of run defense. It didn't look like that against ASU. How much of that is getting Chip Traynham back?
It's huge, right? And I think it's getting him back, what it did for Rashad White's confidence as well, him not having to carry as much of the load. Those two, a little salt, a little pepper, I don't know what other things that you can mention that are opposites of each other, but think of something, and that's who they are. They are yin and yang, man. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. You get two running backs that are dynamic, that present different, that present different types of running styles at your defense, and it's so hard to defend. Chip Traynham's going to run through you. Wolf always says he's 5'11", and he's 225 pounds, and he'll truck you, and it gets me jacked up. And then you got
Jordan,
slice and dice you.
Think about that, man. You know, as a safety, what it's like to tackle a dude like that.
Yeah, I do, man. Well, it's funny, because I played with Kalen Balazs and DeMario Richard, and it's like they're very similar body types, right, as DeMario Richard used to want to truck you, and Kalen was a little bit more like Rashad, where he could run around you. But I think these two backs are better than both those guys. And that's no offense to my old teammates, my buddies. But that just says how impressive these two running backs are. But yeah, Chip Traynham's a guy that you got to take at the knees, because if you get up top, you're going to be on your back, and you're going to be hearing the band playing in the background.
Yeah, so Jordan, defensively, where do you think the worm turns for the Sun Devils in this game tonight, defensively?
Well, Tanner McKee's done a great job, Stanford's quarterback, right? I think the best thing about him is that he hasn't thrown an interception this week, but this year. And I think that changes this week. I think he's going up against the best passing defense that he's seen. And Arizona State's got the number one defense in the conference right now, and passing defense is actually number one in the conference. So it's an experienced group. You get Evan Fields back this week, who was out last week with a hamstring injury, Chase Lucas, Jack Jones, and then, you know, obviously DeAndre Pierce. It's a solid unit of guys that play with experience, and Stanford's got some good receivers, but they won't be the best receivers that they've seen yet. It'll be a unique challenge because they've got some height, some big dudes, but how do you defend that? If you're Chase Lucas, you get up on the line, you got to be aggressive, get your hands on these guys, and I know that these guys aren't afraid of the task at hand by any means.
Jordan Simone joining us now ahead of tonight's ASU-Stanford matchup from Sun Devil Stadium. Jordan, that loss to BYU seems like it was a while ago now, and it was demoralizing to a lot of fans of the Sun Devils, but now when you look at it, it was a loss to a top 25 team. At the moment, ASU doesn't have any other ranked teams left on the schedule. That could obviously change, and they've responded well with the, you know, you expect to beat Colorado, but then to go into UCLA and win by almost 20. In terms of the actual mentality of the team, does it seem like they have fully recovered and see what's the opportunity in front of them?
Yeah, I think that win over UCLA helps with their confidence, right? But I still don't think they've reached their ceiling. I still think this is a team that can clean some things up with penalties and still play better, which is scary if you're an opposite Pac-12 coach. You know, if you're coming into ASU tonight and you're David Shaw after watching that game, you're going, holy cow, these guys are good. And in 2020, when they beat the team down south 70-7, that was the team, a full game from that team. This is the same team. They can still do that. They just got to clean up some issues, you know, and penalties obviously being the thing that sticks out on special teams. And I played for Sean Slocum. He's a former NFL special teams coach. He's been with ASU a long time. I know he's in the grill of that special teams unit all week. I've been there. It's not fun, but you know what? Sometimes a coach has got to yell at some kids to play with more discipline, yes. And so I think we'll see that this game.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with yelling in the game of football. I mean, honestly, yelling happens. Listen, Herm Edwards, speaking of somebody who doesn't yell, or at least doesn't appear to be yelling on the sideline, if I'm Herm, I'm telling my offensive linemen, this entire week, we may not throw the ball. We may not throw the ball. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, get ready for a bloodletting, because we may not throw the ball in this game, just to prepare their minds for the physicality that I would demand if I were Herm Edwards, knowing just how badly the Cardinal have struggled. They have struggled greatly in terms of stopping the run. 213 rushing yards a game, 5 yards a carry they've given up. This is a game you've got to demand your offensive line plays their best.
And your offensive line's got to be licking their chops, right? Watching the tape against Oregon all year, you know, they've been terrible against the run. And so they've got to be excited and go, and the running back's got to feel like, hey, man, this should be a 250-yard game. And we should be over 100 yards, each of us, Chip Traynham and Rashad White. It should be a game that can pat their stats. And it's on a national ESPN game on a, yes, Friday. Everyone's going to have their eyes on you. If you want to make a case for your team being a Pac-12 championship team, potential playoff team, still, you know, still there's that possibility. This is the game you do it. You go out and you run the football down Stanford's throat, who traditionally has been good against the run and a physical team. Obviously, we've talked about that they're not. But, man, if you're offensive lineman, you got to be so excited right now going into this game.
Jordan Simone, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for the time, buddy. Enjoy
the
game.
Thanks, Jordan.
I appreciate you guys as always, man. Go Devils.